Good morning. Thank you for possibility to be in your church second time for these days. And special thank you for possibility to be at family camp. We were so happy to be part of your church family last days. I want to say special thank you for Lord's family. They give us so comfortable possibilities to sleep, to eat. But I want to say thank you, Pastor John. He did all that I not sleep last night. He asked me to preach in English, and I not so intelligent in reason English speaking. But I will try to preach in English, and seriously, in the church, this is first time when I preach in English. Family camp, it was some other form. My subject today, what is the mean happiness or blessing? Different people think different way, what is this? As you know, in the past I was evangelical minister, and we had a contemporary evangelical church. We sung 7-11 songs. Our service was not liturgical. It was like spiritual concerts. Somebody speak, somebody song, somebody give us testimony. It was interesting. If anybody from the church wanted to say testimony, for me, like a pastor, like a minister, it was like lottery, you know, because I don't know what idea they going to say, you know. And one young man, his name was Victor. He visited our church a few times, and then he stopped to do this. And he had testimony. Oh, brothers and sisters, I work at furniture plant. I do chairs there. And I had idea to steal some details for my chair in a home. You understand me? Steal? And am I right? Steal? Oh, steal, yeah. Steal. Before that, he prayed, God, help me to take something for my chairs at home. You know, this is illegal. And he took some and go home, and nobody seen what he did. And he gave us testimony in the church. God bless me. He was so happy. He was so blessed. It was his understanding of blessing life. Different understanding. Some people think this is good career. If you have good career in your job, yeah, this is the reason to feel blessing man, blessing person. Some people in Ukraine think how much money we have. This is symbol of blessing. If you have money, God bless you. Some people, especially women, they think that beauty, this is way of blessing. Or some people think public position, this is big blessing. And if you have good position in your town or in your city or in your country, yeah, this is symbol of blessing. You are blessing men, blessing people. One time I was in company of very rich people. They invited me to good restaurant in Odessa. This is south of Ukraine. And I sit near one couple who control or jewelry business in Ukraine. All. Ukraine is a big country, and in every city, every town, we have shops with jewelry, and they control all. I listen to their story. You know, if they want, they live in U.S. for a few months. It's in Florida or in Hawaii. And then want it to Europe, they go into Italy. They have a house in Italy. And after that, oh, they go into Turkey. They went to Turkey. Unlimited possibilities and then people. But if I understood from my relationship with them, they so unhappy people. They have problem with their sons. They like drugs. They have problem in their family. And I felt I'm poor man and sit there and I understood. I'm so happy near these people. Last 50 years, many Christians teach and think that true Christianity, this is success in all. In reason how people around us understand it. And therefore, many Christians today like more motivational preaching, motivational speak than true gospel. Who is blessed? What first psalm teach us about it? Sin and evil have their progression. First time people walk on the sin road. This is mean, yeah, we can do some sin time to time. Next step of this progression, people stand and sin for us stay usual. More easier for us to do sin. And said, people sit. This is continual life in a sin. We never to think something wrong in our life. Righteousness have same progression. I am young minister in this whole seat, man who older than me, who is in ministry more years than me, twice or more. But in my practical ministry, I had talked with many Christians. Some of them came to me and said, Pastor, I am Christian during last 10 or 15 or 20 years, and I feel so uncomfortable myself. I feel that I'm more sin than 10 years ago. Something wrong in my spiritual life. I'm so glad to listen it. Because this is righteousness progression. When I started to be a Christian, I was very cool young man. No sin. Sometimes I not listen to my parents. Sometimes I was little lazy. And no sin. You know, I was so good man. But now, I am father. I have 3 kids. I am husband. I am minister. And I feel that more sin in my life. Because in righteousness progression, God step by step show us what sin is. Our love to God growing and our feeling of sin more bigger, we feel sin around us more effective than 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. And blessing to live our sin in our life. And this is blessing when, blessing way for everyone. If we want to be blessing, our way, this is leave sin in our life. Second very important thing, this is Bible. What Bible is for us? How often we read Bible? How often we teach our kids to read the Bible? You know, today we have many different propositions for us how to read Bible. 15 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day. We have special plans. And maybe for somebody this is help. But in First Psalm we see that natural feeling of good, healthy Christian, this is delight. This is delight. Scripture, Bible, this is not like medicine for us. We must eat it, because doctor said. And usually medicine have very bad taste, but we must to do this. For real, for blessing Christian, for blessing man, Scripture, this is delight. Yesterday, I saw how my friend Alex from Canada delight hamburgers. Yeah, this is natural feeling for Americans, for Canadians. This is part of your cultural, part of your life. And if somebody moved to another side of Earth, you will see another food. And sometimes people from West don't like our food. And this is understandable. We went with my wife yesterday evening in a Ukrainian family, one Ukrainian family in Vancouver. They immigrated to U.S. 2 years ago. And I met one pastor who immigrated 10 years ago, but I know him very well from Ukraine. And they live here during 10 years. And their wives continue to prepare for them Ukrainian food. Because they delight that food. They was born in that country where people delight this food. And natural feeling for us, delight, Scripture. Do you remember, most of us remember how our kids was born. Nobody taught them how to eat. This is natural reality for kids to eat. They want to eat. We see some examples in the Bible how Christ resurrected some people. Do you remember? And first of all, after resurrection, they wanted to eat. Because this is symbol of living, symbol of life. And for us, Bible teaches us to meditate during day and during night, to meditate about Scripture, about Bible, always. And this is way how to be blessed. You know, very big difference with Catholic temples and Protestant churches. Catholic and Orthodox temples have many icons. Do you know? Yeah, this is beautiful. But I believe more important to Scriptures. Therefore, we have tradition in our houses, in our churches, put on the wall verses from the Bible. Because this is life. Very interesting for me. We have very good room now in our house of our friends. You know, in bathroom, I read some scriptures from Proverbs everywhere. This is good way. If we delight scripture, we have right understanding all around us. We can see for our life through scriptures, through God's truth, how to teach our kids. Who knows how to do this? Bible gives us instructions. If we don't use Bible in our relationship with our kids, they will grow without Lord, without church. Bible give us information how to use our youth years, how to build our families. Very important. Many people who divorced, and I ask about their spiritual life before that, I saw many times that people were so busy, they haven't time to read Bible together. Bible teach us how to work, how to be in sickness, and how to die. Illustration of blessing men, blessing people, this is tree. This tree is not crab. This tree planted our Heavenly Father. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 13, taught us about it. This tree has fruits. Much fruits, many fruits. I have very good history about my relatives. When I started to be a Christian in 1991, and 1 year after that, my family, my parents, and my young brother, we had big aggression from side of our relatives. All our relatives, they don't like it because our life changed. Our principles of life was changed, and they were so angry for us. We was like forget it. You know, when I had married with my wife, I invited all of them, all my uncles and aunt, and nobody came us because they don't like Christian life, they don't like Christians, they don't like Christian weddings. What happened with them? After 10, after 15 years, where I can see a result of their life. Their lives, zero. One of my cousin, she was a prostitute in Spain. One of my brother, he lose his foot because he was drunk and slept on the street during winter, and doctors cut him 2 feet. My aunt died because she was alcoholic. My another cousin is in prison now. He is a young man. He is in prison now. second my cousin, he was in prison. Their lives like crab tree. No fruits. No, their life no beautiful. God bless us if we stay and build our life on the scripture. Everywhere, every day. And God's Psalm first taught us if we blessed, blessing man, he prospers. You understand prospers? I am right? Prospers. He prospers. This is not like fortuna. I'm not sure if I can tell you some funny story. Can I tell? I will so careful. In our language, we have a word fortuna. This is luck, lucky. Fortuna. Fortuna. And one of my American friends came to my town, and we went to Khmelnytsky. This is city near our place, like Portland here, regional center. And during our way in Khmelnytsky, my American friend in one moment said, "Sasha, stop it, stop it, stop!" I stopped and I did not understand what happened. And he opened door in our car and started to picture one small cafeteria. I did not understand what happened. I saw in the front of their cafeteria wrote big red letters, "Fart." You know, that road was on the international road. Many people, drivers and big cars going through that cafeteria. And I understand their idea. Their name's Fortuna. Short name in our language, Fart. This is lucky, luck. But he wrote an English letter, not Ukrainian English, for more understanding for foreign people. But they never know what it means, fart in English, you know? If we say he prospers, this is not fart. Because God knows way of righteous people. What does it mean he knows? He knows all. He has special way for every of us. If doctor said for you, you have cancer, this is not God's mistake. God knows about your situation. God have plan for you. If you have some another problem, don't think that God closed his eyes for your situation or he forget it you. No. He knows way of righteous people. And for us, doesn't matter. We can walk or we can't walk. We healthy or we sick. Because biggest blessing for us to be with the Lord. Amen? Our life here is short. And after that, we will meet our Lord. We came to him with our characters, with our sins, and he changing us during our life through God's world. What about wicked people? I don't know correctly what is the mean chaff in English. But in our Bible, this term means material, what we use for animals. Animals can sleep on this chaff, yeah? Straw, okay. We can't use this any perspective. We can make some food for this. We can make bread. This is garbage. And unblessed life looks like garbage very often. And we must pray for our relatives, for people who live around us, that God open them their eyes, because life with the Lord blessed. And no reason you have money or you have not money. You have health or you're sick. This is not reason. We have more important, we have Lord. Therefore, ungodly people or wicked people, they can't stand in a judge of the Lord. May God bless us that we understand we are so blessed people if we are part of His church. We are part of His family. This is big blessing. We must thank God for a good country, USA. Who knows what happened in future? Our life is changing. Life is changing. Most of us, especially who older than me, remember different parts of their life. So hard moment, so hard period. But if we continue, stay with the Lord, we delight Scripture, our progression not to sin, but from sin, our life will be blessed. Amen. Thank you so much for your listening, my so poor English.